Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Maria Coyne is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Maria has been with us now for quite some time over the years. Haven't talked to her lately, but we're glad she's back with us. She's Executive Vice President at KeyBank and in charge of their Key for Women program. And she's been here to talk to us about women's issues before, but today she's here to talk to us about what all of us small business owners, what all of us can do, what we can do to help ourselves make sure that we not only survive the coming economic challenges that we're actually in and that we're heading toward, but that we actually thrive and we emerge on the other side safely and successfully. Maria Coyne, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Glad to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. We've missed you.
Well, and I've missed you as well. We've been a little busy in the banking industry.
You have been kind of busy, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Glad we're able to connect this morning.
Yeah, I am too. Maria, let's talk about one of the things that I've been telling my audience earlier in the year. In fact, I predicted that we would not have a recession in 2008. And I that prediction held up pretty well for a long time, but I fear now that with what's happened the last 60 days or so, especially, that we are going to be in a fully accredited downturn, and largely I think because of one of the reasons why I think we're going to stay in one for a little while, is because of the credit problems. Because this is what's been unusual. This is what's I think is unique and unprecedented about this downturn compared to all the other ones I've been involved in since 1969. And in all the others, the credit market was ready and willing and able for customers to come back and borrow money from them. Today, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I would have to say that's absolutely true, Jim. These are for sure unprecedented times. In my 25 years in banking, I have never seen anything like this. And it really is, the cost of capital has gone up so significantly. And when you think about it, that is, that's a bank's raw material.
As the availability has gone down.
Correct. So it's a funny time. There's also been, a lot of increased focus on banks' capital adequacy ratios. The regulators now, albeit maybe a little bit too late, have been, tuned into some of these issues and are watching banks closely. I think the TARP actions are going to help.
Tell the audience what TARP is.
The government's investments and putting assets and putting equity into banks and into the banks that they think are going to be best able
troubled
to use
asset
capital.
Recovery program.
Yes.
TARP. And when you hear the word TARP, folks, that's not some greasy, dirty piece of cotton duck that you throw over something. It really is the acronym for the $700 billion program that they worked on, right?
That's correct, and it really is more than just the purchase of troubled assets. It's really about those capital infusions that they're putting into the banks that they think are strong and secure so that they can turn around and free up some of that capital and give them some relief on, the focus on those capital adequacy ratios so that they could more quickly start lending again. And I
breaking
think
up breaking up the ice that had frosted over the
exactly.
river of credit facilities that we have all long held. I mean, the United States has the most well-developed, the most productive, the most efficient capital market, has had the most efficient capital markets and banking markets and industries in the world.
And yet
they've been frozen up, and we've got to get those unfrozen.
Yep.
And the government's tried to facilitate that. So small business owners know all about this because we've been hit in a number of ways Maria, we've been hit by, if depending on which bank we banked with, we might have had no access to capital from banks, even though it may have not have been any fault of our own. Startups, forget about it. I mean, all the money that was possible for startups through credit card debt and home equity loans, that kind of thing. I don't know how in the world you start a bank. I mean, you start up a business today. You know, it's going to be a lot tougher for startups. But existing businesses have really got to pay attention to certain things today that they really haven't had to pay attention to. And I want you to talk to us about some of that.
Sure. There's a handful of things that I would recommend, Jim. One is evaluate your bank and evaluate that relationship that you have with your bank. Are you dealing with a bank that's stuck to basics and that has a good capital position right now so that they're in a position that they can lend to you? And there are external things that you can go to, the rating agencies, ratings, Moody's and S&P and others, that will give you an independent view of your bank's position and the well publicized now, their tier one capital, that's something that the government says has to be around 6%. The bank I work for is over 10. You know, those are things that you want to look for that are going to make you comfortable that your bank is one. And really the most important thing is, are you dealing with a relationship bank? Are you dealing with somebody that is going to be there with you through the tough times, through the ups and downs, that you have a full relationship with and that they really understand and help you understand your cash flows and other things that
someone who has witnessed your character in action in the past.
Exactly.
Business model, profitability, all that aside, you got to have in this day and time. If you haven't been cultivating it, folks, this is not the first time you've heard this from me. I've been telling you this for 11 years. If you haven't had a banking relationship with someone who's been able to witness your character in action, then you haven't really had the kind of relationship you need.
That's so true. Somebody that knows you and knows how you run your business, because so often with a small business, it's, you know, you're betting on that owner. I mean, all of those other things being good, you know, that's often the
right
deciding factor.
Contracts are just pieces of paper, ladies and gentlemen, and they're only as good as the person behind it.
Yep.
And their intentions. Maria, we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other tips that Maria has for us. These are all really good ones, folks. And, you've heard me say this before. A scared banker never helped anybody. You got to make sure your banker knows what's going on in your business, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because if they don't, they don't have the information. They're going to be scared. You never got any help out of a scared banker. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Maria Coyne is our guest. That's Grace Slick bringing us back. 23 after the hour. It's a little starship. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. Don't forget, we got some new stuff coming at you from smallbusinessadvocate.com in just a few days. I can't wait to show it to you. Maria Coyne is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Maria is Executive Vice President at Key Bank, in charge of the Key for Women program. Maria, give us the website and tell us a little bit about Key for Women.
Well, you're going to want to go to www.key.com/women. And our Key for Women program was founded, well over 5 years ago, and it is designed to give tools and access to capital for women business owners to help their businesses grow and thrive.
And so that's, give us the website one more time.
www.key.com/women.
Okay, key.com/women. Check it out, folks. Let's talk about some of the other things that you recommend that we do in our businesses. One of the things, Maria, that I've told people, and you as a banker, you may disagree with me about this, but I've told my audience that make sure you got at least two banking relationships, because you need to have one primary relationship, but you need to have two. And as you know, Maria, you never know who's going to get fired, laid off, run over by a truck, promoted, whatever. And you got to have, I think you got to have a plan B from that relationship standpoint. What do you think?
Well, I'm probably going to disagree with you a little bit on that one.
Imagine that.
but there's a nugget of truth in what you say that I totally agree with, and that is, even within your relationship with your existing bank, make sure that you know more than one person at that
bank.
Up and down the line. So you're going to want to know your small business lender. You're going to want to know your branch manager. You're going to want to know the person who maybe, you know, is the cash management specialist or maybe a leasing specialist.
What's wrong with walking up to your loan officer and say, you know, I've never met your boss. Would you mind introducing me to that person?
Exactly. I think that's a fabulous idea.
And that's the way you say it. I've never met your boss. I'd like to meet them.
I think that's an excellent practice.
And get to know the person who works for your loan officer, because when your loan officer rides off into the sunset, that person may be your new loan officer.
You bet.
Be nice on the way up. You never know who's going to catch you when you come down.
That's exactly right. Big fan of the team approach.
Absolutely.
In fact, we have a lot of our branch managers who, when a new client establishes a relationship, takes them around the branch and introduces them to every single person in that branch.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a really good practice.
Absolutely. All right, what are some other tips that you got for us?
Well, you know, one of the biggies, Jim, and one of my all-time favorites is manage the numbers. And it's never been more important than now that you as a business owner have access to reliable, real-time financial information so that you can really watch your cash inflows and outflows. And there are a lot of tools that are available today. They've become very sophisticated, yet at the same time, very easy to use. So things that let you look at all your accounts in one snapshot, or allow you to collect on payments more quickly, or prevent fraud, or recover bad checks. I mean, so there's a lot of software tools out there and online tools that you can use to manage those numbers. So that's one thing. But the other thing is, you know, the good old telephone is a tried and true tool. So no matter how uncomfortable it may be, you got to pick up the phone and discuss payment arrangements with clients,
right,
with vendors. You really got to manage that closely.
And let me tell you something else about the phone. And Maria, my audience has heard me say this many times before, but I'm going to repeat it. If you've got a problem with your finances, if you've got a banking situation, if you've got a cash flow problem, there will be a phone call made. And if you make the phone call and tell your banker what's about to happen, that could turn out to be a good result. If you wait till your banker calls you and tells you you got a problem, that typically won't be a good result. Make sure whenever a situation like that happens, a phone call will be made. Make sure you make it.
Boy, Jim, I couldn't agree more. I mean, that is the best advice that you could give to anybody, because for years I've told my clients, look, you got to tell me when things are going bad, and you got to tell me when things are going good. I said, same thing I tell my kids. I'm going to find out either way, but it's better if I hear it from you.
It's not, if you're a small business owner, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of if you'll have cash flow issues.
It's
a matter of when.
Yep.
See, this Blasingame's second law of small business, Maria, states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Right.
And so your banker knows this.
Right.
It's not like you're going to walk in there and they're going to say, wow, we haven't seen this in a year. How could this happen?
Right.
When you tell them you got a problem, they're going to say, okay, thank you for coming in. Sit down and see what we can do to fix it.
Yep.
They're going to be your partner.
Absolutely.
Your banker had better be your best friend, ladies and gentlemen, in good times, but especially in tough times.
Exactly. And if they don't have your success as their objective, you're not working with the right banker.
Yep. And quickly, recession-proof your business. I got 30 seconds.
Well, I would say, you know, focus on who you're dealing with in your business. If you can shift more to people that need to buy essentials as opposed to discretionary kinds of purchases, you're going to be better off. Think about not putting all your eggs in one basket, diversifying the people that you sell to and the people you buy from, and really trying to even out those ebbs and flows in your business.
And this is a good time not to be pushing the envelope, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Because when you're on the leading edge, you can get very close to the bleeding edge. Hey, Maria, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure, Jim.
Maria Coyne, ladies and gentlemen, she's with KeyBank. Check it out, keybank.com/women. That's where you'll find her. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. 29 after. Steve Chandler coming right up. Feeling like I ought to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.